So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 7, Text 7. I was requested by Archita Prabhu also, since today is Govardhan Puja or Govardhan Leela, to also speak on the pastimes of Govardhan. And I've also been requested by 8:15 to stop class because I'm going to bring Govardhan out. So I'm going to try and make sure that I stick to the schedule. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ada sayanasya siso ana alpaka pravala mrudu angari hatam vyavartata vidvasta nanarasa kupya bhajanam Vyatyasta Chakra Aksha Vibhinna Kubaram Adasayanasya Sisoranu Alpaka Sayanasya Pravala Mridu Angri Hatam Yavartatam Vidvastanana rasakupya bhajanam Vyatyasta chakrasa vibhina kubaram Adasayanasya sisur anu alpaka Adasayanasya Pravala mridu angari hatam yavartatam Vidvastanana rasakupya bhajanam Vyatyasta chakrasa vibhina kubaram Adasayanasya sisurano alpaka Pravala mridu angri hatam yavartatam Vidvastanana rasakupya bhajanam Vyatyascha chakrasa vibhina kubaram Vidvastanana rasakupya bhajanam Sayanasya sisorano alpaka Adasayanasya shisho anu alpaka
Alamridum Vastana
Radha Sayana Sya Shishurana Alpaka. Matajis. Radha Sayana Sya Shishurana Alpaka. Pravala Mitu Angriyata Vyavartata. Vastana Narasa Kupya Bhajanam. Vastana Yajina Kubaram. Adasana Sashashan Alpaka. Adasayanasyam. Who was but underneath the hard cut, hand cut? Siso of the child. Ana, the cat. Alpaka, not very much grown. Pravala, just like a new leaf. Murdu angri hatam. Struck by his beautiful, delicate legs. Vyavartata, turned over and fell down. Vidvasta, scattered. Nana rasakupya bhajanam, utensils made of various metals. Vyatyasta, dislocated. Chakra aksha, the two wheels and the axle. Vibhinna, broken. Kubaram, the pole of the handcart. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada ki. Lord Sri Krishna was lying down underneath the handcart in one corner of the courtyard, and although his little legs were as soft as leaves, when he struck the cart with his legs, it turned over violently and collapsed. The wheels separated from the axle, the hubs and spokes fell apart, and the pole of the handcart broke. On the cart there were many little utensils made of various metals, and all of them scattered hither and thither. Please repeat. Lord Shri Krishna was lying down underneath the handcart in one corner of the courtyard. And although his little legs were as soft as leaves, when he struck the cart with his legs, it turned over violently and collapsed. The wheels separated from the axle, the hubs and spokes fell apart, and the pole of the hand cart broke. On the cart there were many little utensils made of various metals, and all of them scattered hither and thither. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented on this verse as follows. When Lord Krishna was of a very tender age, his hands and legs resembled soft new leaves. Yet simply by touching the handcart with his legs, he made the cart fall to pieces. It was quite possible for him to act in this way and yet not exert himself very much. The Lord in his Vaman avatar had to extend his foot to the greatest height to penetrate the covering of the universe. And when the Lord killed the gigantic demon Hiranyakashipu, he had to assume the special bodily feature of Narsingadev. But as in Krishna avatar, the Lord did not need to exert such energy. Therefore, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. In other incarnations, the Lord had to exert some energy according to the time and circumstances. But in this form, he exhibited unlimited potency. Thus the handcart collapsed, its joints broken, and all the metal ports and utensils scattered. The Vaishnava Tosani remarks that although the handcart was higher than the child could easily touch the wheel of the cart, and this was sufficient to send the demon down to the earth. The Lord simultaneously pushed the demon to the earth and superficially broke the handcart. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namina Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshun Unmilitam Yena Tasmei Shri Guruve Namah. Before I start speaking, I request the permission and blessings of all the Vaishnavas who are present here to be able to speak something on the science of Krishna consciousness. And that will be benefit for all of us who are trying to practice Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So, as we can see, Srila Prabhupada in his purport is mentioning how Krishna, being a child, was still able to do super excellent activities. And that's why in the Bhagavad Gita it says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, that the Lord activities are not material, are beyond material conception. You know, Prabhupada actually says in the purport, beyond material conception. Because when we try to imagine this in our present state, we try and explore it by how is it possible that a child, and you know, he was only 3 months old, as we know. Lord Krishna was literally 3 months old when he killed the demon here. And we know all that the demon that was killed was Sakatasur. And so, that's why it's Janma Karma Chame Divyam, because it is beyond our material conception. Prabhupada mentions in purports many times that spiritual knowledge is perfect in itself. And it is accepted as it is. That's why we say Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is accepted as it is, and the knowledge is accepted as it is because it is coming through the parampara disciplic succession. So, again, you know, we know the 9 processes of devotional service, starting with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam, Shravanam, Kirtanam. The reason I bring this up is Shravanam. It starts with the hearing process. That's the first process. You know, this is all very scientific. It's not that it starts with Atma Nivedanam. It's Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. And Shravanam obviously starts with hearing. So we accept, just like we say, Nanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Udhirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one shall offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasdev, the author. Nast prayasu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome in the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. The reason we start with Nasta prayasu and all these prayers is also because oral reception is very important. In fact, in the Gita, the Lord says that Hirdesu, that I am, the knowledge comes from the heart. And so that's why Shravanam Kirtanam is very important, because it starts with hearing and then chanting. And Prabhupada comments in the Krishna book that when a child sucks the mother's breast very nicely, it is understood that he is not in any danger. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because what led to this pastime was obviously Mother Yashoda was very busy, because they had just come out of the Uttana ceremony. So she was very busy receiving guests, was very busy entertaining to guests, and she left Krishna. And when she left Krishna, obviously Krishna woke up and was hungry and wanted to be fed. And as we know, then the pastime of what happened with the killing of Sakkatasur, which was in the previous chapter. But basically, as we can see, Prabhupada is mentioning this importance of how important mother's milk is, because mother's milk is giving away, is giving the child the protection that they are no longer in danger. Prabhupada comments on this. Obviously, we know that in the cart was the demon Sakkatasur. And as we all already know, Sakkatasur didn't have a form, so he had to take some kind of form. So he actually used the cart, you know, as a form, but because he was not able to have a form. And we also know that what led to this pastime was because when Mother Yashoda was with Krishna, Krishna all of a sudden became as heavy as the universe, and she could no longer carry the baby. And so you can see that the Lord can become smaller than the smallest, like in the Gita, and heavier than the heaviest. So this is being exhibited by the Lord, whether he's a 3-month-old child or whether he's the Supreme Personality of God as we know him. The Lord is the Lord in whichever form he is. And that's why the Lord is got a body that is Sachitananda Vigraha. So Prabhupada continues to say later in this chapter that by practical mystical yoga, asuras generally attain some perfection in the 8 siddhis. Trinavarta had acquired Mahima Siddhi. Because we know that this chapter is titled The Killing of the Demon Trinavarta, which is going to be coming. So Prabhupada mentions in the chapter, in later purports, that Trinavarta had actually acquired Mahima Siddhi. But also Krishna became mystic Mahima Siddhi. Because the Lord is not limited. You know, the asuras, or by our own strengths, we can acquire some siddhis. The yogis can acquire some siddhis. But what Prabhupada is mentioning in the purports is that their siddhis are not unlimited. They are limited. While the Lord, he doesn't need to do any yoga, he doesn't need to do any penance, he doesn't need to do any practice, but the Lord can acquire it in unlimited quantities. And that was the reason that when the Lord exhibited his Mahima Siddhi, he was more heavier than Trinavarta could carry. So an analogy, you know, is given about the asuras also. Because, you know, the asuras want to always be the most powerful. And we know this from Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu, how, you know, he was trying to get all these benedictions and all this strength, so he could not be defeated. But all of this is futile, because at the end, the Lord is unlimited in whatever he does. That's why, you know, the Lord is having 6 opulences. One of the opulences is the Lord has unlimited strength. And Prabhupada goes on to say that it is very important for devotees to understand their position and the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and render service humbly. And when you render the service humbly, then this knowledge is revealed to you. I would like to just to end this and then go on to the Govardhan. But I would like to state something that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated, which is very important, which symbolizes the breaking of the cart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the burden of former and modern prejudices, laziness and pride are destroyed by killing Sakatasur. The child Krishna destroys such Anantas by killing Sakata demon. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining that the burden of former and modern prejudices, laziness and pride are destroyed by killing Sakatasur. So that pastime for us should symbolize the meaning of prejudice, laziness and pride. Further, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that the killing of Trinavarta is the symbol of pride, of useless learning, false arguments, dry logic or reasoning, and associating with like-minded persons. Atheism is also included in Trinavarta's killing. So you see, this chapter, the killing of Trinavarta actually is removing the pride of useless learning. False arguments with our limited, you know, minds. We are trying to always argue on something that is transcendental and unlimited. So Trinavarta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very clearly saying, is the symbol of pride, of useless learning, false arguments, dry logic or reasoning, and associating with like-minded persons. And he also mentions that being passionate by the humility of the practitioner, child Krishna, the demon Trinavarta, destroys the thorns on the path of bhajan. So basically, when we are humble in humility, what child Krishna is showing is that by cleaning Trinavarta, the thorns on the path of bhajan, of devotional service, are being destroyed. So with that, I will end this. Because I'm trying to give 15 minutes to each topic, and I can see the notes, so I'm on the right track, and we will go on to Govardhan Lila or Govardhan Puja. Firstly, I would like to thank all the devotees for a very great festival yesterday. You know, everyone did such a remarkable thing. I remember Ratnabhushan Prabhu, when he saw how long the line was, he had to go cook again. I don't know if many of you knew, but he had to go and cook again. Because what he had cooked, and when he saw the queue and the line, he said, this is not going to be enough. So he had to go back into the kitchen to cook. So, you know, we had a very good festival, a lot of people, and thank you to all the devotees. So on Govardhan Hill, yesterday Sura Prabhu spoke very well, did very good kirtan. So what I looked at is, what are the intricate meanings in the purports that Srila Prabhupada is trying to mention for our devotional life? Because this is more of a devotee assembly. So instead of speaking about, you know, we know that Lord Krishna was 7 years old, and with his left hand, with his little pinky, he picked the hill for 7 days. We are all aware of that. What I looked at is what Prabhupada is telling us out of this. What is it that we can take from Srila Prabhupada's purports that will help us in our own devotional life? So Srila Prabhupada comments in Krishna book, all this is in Krishna book. Prabhupada comments, one does not develop devotional service for Krishna by performing Vedic rites or ceremonies or worshipping the demigods. And this was the main reason that when Krishna was in Vrindavan, he wanted to enact this pastime, because Indra was very puffed up. Obviously, they were worshipping Indra as the demigod in charge of rains, and we know they were Vaishyas, and we know that Vaishya's prime duty is farming. And because they rely on rain, they wanted to do what is their occupational duty, which is to please the demigod. But Lord Krishna wanted to make sure that he can stop the worship of demigods. Because in the Gita it is said that, you know, the worshippers of demigods are not very intelligent. So Lord Krishna, by personally being in Vrindavan and on this material world, wanted to at least bring this point very clearly, that for devotees, they don't need to do anything extra. They don't need to worship demigods, they don't need to do all these ritualistic activities, because simply by engaging in the loving devotional service of the Lord, automatically everything is done. And Prabhupada gives many times this analogy that when you put water on the root of a plant, automatically the plant is nourished. But when we are doing demigods, to some degree you can think you're watering the leaves. Because they get their power, as we know from the Bhagavad Gita, they get their power from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So intelligence is that since we have very limited short spans of lives, how to use our limited time here and maximize it in the devotional service of the Lord. So that was one of the things I could gather from Srila Prabhupada's purport. He actually speaks this right in Krishna book, right, and worshipping Govardhan Hill. Within the second paragraphs, Prabhupada is also mentioning about devotional service. So in order to stop all such activities by his devotees, Krishna wanted to firmly establish devotional service during his presence in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada is using the word firmly. Wanted to firmly establish devotional service. Again, leading to, we do not need to do all these things. We need to straight go into devotional service and so enact also this pastime. Lord Krishna is very much satisfied by the worshipping of Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Puja is known as Annukut, as we know. So, we all know that Govardhan Hill is none different from the Lord, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very clearly told us that there is no difference between God and His holy place and His holy dham. That's why we as in ISKCON, and I will read Prabhupada's exact statement on this, that we in ISKCON actually do accept Govardhan Silas, and we worship Govardhan Silas as good as Krishna, because there is no difference. Because we are following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya gave these instructions. So, in essence, we all know that there is no difference between Krishna and Govardhan, and Krishna wanted to obviously firmly establish this, but also at the same time, Lord Krishna wanted to bring this Annukut ceremony out. Because in Krishna book, when the cowherd man accept to do the worship, they actually reach out to Lord Krishna and ask Lord Krishna, how do you want us to do this festival? Please advise us. And what does Lord Krishna advise? That please cook sumptuous prasadam. You know, to offer. And that is why we do similarly in ISKCON. If you see yesterday, the whole Govardhan Hill is prasadam. It is because we are following what Lord Krishna tells us. We follow the acharyas. We follow what is laid down to us by Srila Prabhupada. And there is a very important significance also of that. Srila Prabhupada mentions that prasadam can be distributed for the welfare of all, including untouchables. Srila Prabhupada very clearly mentions this. That in the past, when these festivals were being held, we had qualified brahmanas. He explains the qualities of these brahmanas. These brahmanas were not envious. These brahmanas, apart from not being envious, they were well-wishers. Where do we get such people today? So, by the distribution of prasadam, we are sanctifying everyone. Because prasadam can be taken by anyone without any barrier. And it is enjoyable. And that's why I know Prabhupada used to mention many times that we are a religion of fasting, feasting, dancing, you know. Because all we do is we have a lot of festivals, we feast very heavily, we dance very well, and it's very easy because it's all performed with the tongue. Jivadu, it starts with the tongue. And so if the tongue is engaged in more sublime and easy ways, it is easier to practice Krishna consciousness. And then Prabhupada continues to mention that Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita that the worship of the demigods is not very intelligent, like I mentioned earlier. And also, the inhabitants and animals of Vrindavan, like I mentioned, remained obviously for a week underneath this hill. Now, you know, if we look at it, when Lord Krishna had lifted the hill for 7 days, They were going without any food. They were going, you know, without any water. But just think about it. You're underneath a hill that has been lifted. You have no pangs of hunger, no pangs of thirst. Why? Because Prabhupada mentions in the purport, simply by seeing the lotus face of Lord Krishna, they were satisfied for 7 days. And so what are we trying to do? We are always trying to have, by devotional service, always remember the Lord. Always feel the presence of the Lord. So because the Brajabasis were lucky enough to see the Lord in person just by seeing the beautiful form, and that's why Krishna means the most attractive. And we can see how that is practically being applied under a very strenuous situation. Someone, you know, Govardhan was lifted as an umbrella. And you're underneath that umbrella without food and drinking for 7 days. But you're just being satisfied by seeing the all-attractive form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the practicality of the name can be also seen in the Govardhan Leela. Because we always say the Lord is the most beautiful. Obviously, we know Krishna is the most attractive. Ram means the one who gives you peace. But have you ever, if you tie that to Govardhan, you can really appreciate what the inhabitants of Vrindavan were in. They were so struck by the beauty of Krishna, by seeing the face of Krishna, that the pangs of hunger and thirst did not come for 7 days. Srila Prabhupada also mentions that since we perform Govardhan Puja in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, since Lord Chaitanya recommended this, I would like to read what Srila Prabhupada actually states in the Krishna book about the importance of Govardhan and why we perform Govardhan. When everything was complete, Krishna assumed obviously a great transcendental form and declared to the inhabitants of Vrindavan that he was himself Govardhan Hill, in order to convince the devotees that Govardhan Hill and Krishna himself are identical. Then Krishna began to eat all the food offered there. The identity of Krishna and Govardhan Hill is still honored, and great devotees take rocks from Govardhan Hill and worship them exactly as they worship the deity of Krishna in the temples. The followers of the Krishna consciousness movement may therefore collect small rocks or pebbles from Govardhan Hill and worship them at home, because their worship is as good as deity worship. The form of Krishna who began to eat the offerings was separately constituted, and Krishna himself along with the other inhabitants of Vrindavan offered obeisances to the deity as well as Govardhan Hill. In offering obeisances to the huge form of Krishna and Govardhan Hill, Krishna declared, "Just see how Govardhan Hill has assumed this huge form and is favoring us by accepting all the offerings." Krishna also declared at that meeting, "One who neglects the worship of Govardhan Puja, as I am personally conducting it, will not be happy. There are many snakes on Govardhan Hill, and person neglecting the prescribed duty of Govardhan Puja will be bitten by these snakes and killed." So in order to assure the good fortune of the cows and themselves, all people of Vrindavan near Govardhan must worship the hill as prescribed by me. Thus performing the Govardhan Puja sacrifice, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan followed the instructions of Krishna, the son of Vasudev, and afterwards they returned to their respective homes. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 24th chapter of Krishna worship in Govardhan Hill. It's 5 minutes remaining. I just wanted to give that opportunity to all the senior Vaishnavas to comment anything further on Govardhan. Do I have the blessings to end class and we can perform Govardhan Puja? Hare Krishna. Govardhan. Shri Govardhan Puja ki. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Nama. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschachare Shachadine Namaste